So Aaron, Sean obviously lived with you when he first moved over. What were your first impressions?
He's just a great man. Came in, fitted in really well, always offering to cook and clean and do all the right things. He's a fine up and coming young man.
Did you notice any interesting habits?
He's pretty good at dropping fish sauce. Came home one day and there was a funny smell in the house. I was like, he hadn't cooked anything, and said, "Can you smell that?" He said, "Oh yeah, I dropped a bottle of sauce. I'm not sure what it was." And it turned out to be a full bottle of fish sauce, and he thought he cleaned it up, and I walked into the kitchen and there was just brown sauce everywhere. So that was the end of his cooking time.
So he's not that good at cooking, but obviously he's quite a good footballer. What are your thoughts on his game and the scope for him to improve over the next couple of years?
Yeah, look, his willingness to learn is a huge asset that he has. Walked in the door day one, always asking questions, always wanting to improve his game, and that's a great strength to have. He's obviously going to build his fitness base over the next couple of years and learn different bits and pieces off a lot of people, and he's got a huge future at the footy club.
Yep, obviously he's only been at the club for, less than a year, but have you noticed any changes in him on field and off field since starting at the club?
Yeah, look, his capacity to run from the day he walked into the club to now has been a huge growth area, and that's only going to get better the more pre-seasons he gets under his belt. His strength is a huge asset. He's really well built for his age, so get a bit more fitness under his belt over time, and still learning the ropes. He's going to be a quality player for a long time.
You've spoken quite often about the influence Simon Eastaugh had on you when you're an up-and-coming player. Are you taking a similar role in mentoring Sean Darcy, and what advice do you give him?
Yeah, look, Eastie had a huge influence, and still does, on the way I go about my football and the way almost off field as well. And it's just, I think at this point in time, just passing on little bits and pieces and trying not to overload him too much. But he's always asking questions, and I sit in and on his reviews of his tape most weeks, and you can see the growth in those areas. So yeah, it's just good to see him improving.
And just finally, your thoughts on the club, obviously locking him away for the next 3 years.
Yeah, look, it's great. It's great that he wants to be at the footy club. It's a great place to be, great place to learn. You walk into these four doors and you come out a better person. So I see Sean as a 10-plus year player, and if he keeps up the attitude and the willingness to learn, he's going to be a great player for this footy club.